This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of the week this week is 3.38 million. That's denominated in album sales, specifically Adele's new album, 25, it's called. It sold more copies and had more downloads in its first week than any album since Nielsen started keeping track of these kinds of things back in 1991. The music industry is, of course, a buzz, but the marketing machine that is Adele might not work for all artists. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on what made this album in particular take off.
If you don't recognize that chord, then I hope that rock you're living under has central heating.
Hello.
It took Adele just one word to upend assumptions about the music industry today. Kara Duckworth-Weibinger is with the Recording Industry Association of America. She says Adele is an anomaly.
She chose to withhold her music from on-demand streaming services like Spotify, Rhapsody, and Deezer.
And she and her label, Sony, can do that. You know why? Her last album sold 11 million copies.
That means that Sony and Adele have the flexibility to be essentially market makers. You know, they can go into a situation and dictate the rules.
Industry consultant Eric Blackerby says this kind of power is reserved for a select few, like Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Adele had the additional benefit of a long absence that drove fans crazy. Teasers on music reality shows and late night television pushed fans into the arms of big box stores like Target.
To get this number, to get this volume, you're getting to the not usual music buyer.
Gigi Johnson is director of UCLA's Center for Music Innovation. Adele is popular with teenagers to grandparents, even people who typically prefer to stream music.
But for the average consumer to be buying CDs, yeah, it's not fitting into necessarily their ecosystem.
Johnson says those CDs are likely to sell well as holiday gifts. Of course, if you're one of Adele's infamous exes, the diva herself has some suggestions. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.